We're expecting intervals of clouds and sunshine. It'll be breezy and mild in the Champaign-Urbana area today, a high of 64. On Friends Plaza at the moment, it's 44 degrees, and the time is 8:50. It's time for our first look at the commodity markets for this new week. And with our pre-opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets are called mostly steady today, but some firm undertones are seen as well on ideas that packer demand could improve later on. Some buyer sources in the Eastern Corn Belt say that price strength, if any, for today may come from buying interest in the West, where more plants are competing for the hogs that are being offered in the open market. Terminals are called steady to firm today with top prices from $40.50 to $43.50. Peoria called 50 cents higher today with a top price of $40.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, March 9th, negotiated swine purchases were $15,189 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $52 to $63.51. The weighted average was $59.47, a gain of 66 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.08 to $51.60, and the weighted average was $48.70. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $11,993. The base price range, $52 to $63.24. The weighted average, $59.47, a loss of $2.64 from Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.89 to $50, and the weighted average was $47.62.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Be sure to join us this evening at Parkland College in Champaign, Illinois, for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. The panel gets underway at 7 p.m. in room C118. Panelists include Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing, Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing, and Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. That's at Parkland College this evening, room C118, 7 o'clock, the start time. No advance reservations are required, and the meeting is free. We hope to see you there. Joining us now to talk about the agricultural forecasts is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And looking at the Midwest Corn Belt, right now we're looking at the weather going up and down temperature-wise. That's what we're going to see this week as we have warmer air coming in for the first half of the week and then colder air coming in for the latter part. In between, there will likely be a little bit of rain, and that will help get the fields a little wetter, although we're in a bit of a drier pattern now. The last front to come through Friday evening only dropped 2/100 of an inch of rain here, and a lot of places did not pick up a lot of rain over the course of the weekend. And as we look ahead, I think we'll probably see less than a half an inch of rain across most of Illinois. Now, to the east, there may be a bit heavier amounts as we get later into the week, and that's because a storm system is expected to intensify in the mid-Atlantic states and move up the Atlantic coast. So portions of Indiana and especially Ohio, eastern Michigan could pick up, in some cases, 3/4 of an inch to over an inch of precipitation. But much of the Midwest Corn Belt is expected to stay on the dry side this week, except for some showers midweek. Now, the snow cover is starting to disappear. The southern half of Iowa now snow-free. Last week, all of Iowa had a snow cover. Snow cover is still rather thick across the Minnesota-Iowa border area. Most of Wisconsin's fields are still covered in snow. Some of Michigan's fields have snow cover, but it's starting to erode around Lansing up toward Flint and Saginaw. So it's a mixed bag there. And Ohio is snow-free except for the northeast corner, which got some lake-effect snows in the past couple of weeks. And most of Ohio's main fields are now snow-free. So the snow cover is starting to disappear across the Midwest Corn Belt, but it's still covering Wisconsin, Minnesota, northern Iowa, and also eastern portions of South Dakota into eastern North Dakota. That's where the snow cover exists across the growing areas. There will be a little bit more retreat of the snow cover in the next few days, but then the colder weather will come down. So some of those northern areas will probably retain a snow cover for a while yet, as we are going to have a cooler air in toward the end of the week into the weekend. Now, next week, we'll probably see more up and down in temperature, and that is typical for this time of year. Now, moving to South America, in Argentina, dry weather is going to continue for the next few days, and that's going to be good news for producers there after lots of rain early last week. They're going to have high temperatures in the 80s as well, so this is going to be perfect for drying out the fields, helping soybean maturation and corn harvesting. And with the improved conditions, there still may be a few scattered showers in southern portions of the Argentinian bean belt on Thursday, and those showers will then push northward across more of the belt on Friday. And so there may be some showers later this week, but right now it does look like they've got better weather for the next few days to help dry things out, and it does look like they might have drier weather again next week. So that's good news for producers in Argentina. As far as southern Brazil, scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected today into tomorrow, and basically through Paraná and Santa Catarina. Over the weekend, there were some showers in southern Brazil, including Rio Grande do Sul. That's an area that's had showers quite a bit of late, and it looks like more rain will be coming to that southern portion of Brazil, portions of Rio Grande do Sul, later in the week. But after some scattered showers and thunderstorms today, it does look like some dry weather is setting in for a couple of days there. And in northern sections, it does look like more favorable weather for harvesting. Let's look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 5.02 1/4, up a quarter, last trade down one. July 5.06 unchanged, last trade down one. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, March wheat opened at 4.65 1/2 unchanged, last trade unchanged. May 4.78 up 1 1/2, last trade down 1 1/4. July 4.91 up 1 3/4, last trade down 1 3/4. March corn opened at 4.08 1/4 unchanged, last trade down 2 1/4. May 4.18 1/2 up 1, last trade down 3/4. December 4.08 up 1/4, last trade unchanged. March beans 7.47 1/2, the opening there up 1, last trade up 1. May 7.60 1/2 up 3/4, last trade down 1. July 7.76 1/4 up 1/2, last trade down 3/4. November 7.98 1/2 down 1, last trade down 1. May soybean meal opened at 221.80 unchanged, last trade down 20. May soybean oil opened at 30.59 unchanged, last trade down 5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets, Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
It's about as quiet as I can remember it on the news front today.
We're all talking basketball, man. Got the Illini and the Boilers both in. So
yeah,
two of our bubble teams out of the Big Ten in the dance.
And a potential matchup in the second round for the Illini with the Salukis, which would be a lot of an excitement in our state.
Yeah, I'm not sure ours will be as exciting because we've got Florida if we can get past Arizona. So that'll be interesting. It is very quiet on the news front. You do have energies trading lower in the overnight session. Currently, we've got crude down 57, heating oil down 1 3/4, and RBOB down about 2 cents. Gold's down about $4 to $5, silver down 20 cents. I think all that leans towards a lower start this morning, but this market is really just consolidating ahead of the March 30 reports. March 30 reports are probably the biggest reports that we've had in a long time because we have to buy corn acres this year in order to meet the demand base that we've got for next year. So I think that you're just going to continue to bounce around here unless the funds decide to do something wild. And I think most of us were a little surprised on Friday that the spec funds were down over 35,000 contracts of corn and 24,000 contracts of beans. probably took most of us off guard just a little bit with their activity. Certainly, as we near the last lows that we had, I think like these corn, we got down to 399 on the last trip, and we've got as low as 406 in the overnight trade. That's a little bit concerning, especially as we near in on the 40 and 50-day moving averages that could actually encourage further fund liquidation ahead of that March 30 report. So we've got some nervous times, but I think today you'll see both sides trade, Dave.
Over at the Merck?
Oh, I guess I think right now your cash is starting out steady this morning and looks to hold relatively firm all week this week. So Cash Hawks made a huge turnaround, or the futures made a huge turnaround last week. So I'm anticipating we'll see some decent support there. We saw new contract highs in cattle. That probably leans towards a little setback early on, but they should find some more strength behind them here down the road, Dave.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. You're listening to WILL Urbana, broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.